As a result of Wednesday's special meeting of the Lansing City Council, Grosbeck Golf Course Management will be handed over to Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority, or LEPFA. In order to override Mayor Virge Bonero's veto and keep Grosbeck Golf Course under city management, the council needed 6 votes at Wednesday's meeting. But there would be no chance of that because only 5 council members were in attendance. That didn't keep the public from speaking out. Concern and anger were voiced about LEPFA's management abilities, the potential destruction of nearby Ormond Park for a golf course entrance, and the fact that not enough council members were there to override the veto. Here's public commenter Dale Schrader.
I realize that this is just kind of a farce because we don't have enough people to vote. This is just an embarrassment. I mean, this is just a city embarrassment. I'm appalled.
Councilmember Jody Washington expressed her regret over the situation and announced that she is working on language for the November ballot that would change the city charter when it comes to what is done with Lansing's parks.
I'm sickened by what we have here tonight. I'm sickened that we have 3 council members that did not show up. I just want to say I'm sorry. It looks like this one's over, but, you know, maybe we lost this battle, but hopefully we won't lose the war.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.